We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Former NFL quarterback, now with Pro Football Focus, of course, Bruce Gradkowski with us. Bruce, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Guys, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. And you recently... You ranked all 32 starters ahead of the 2021 NFL season. I was reading, Bruce, how you decide, you know, like what the criteria was. But for those who haven't seen it, tell the folks like how you came up with the list. What was your criteria to come up with the list for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I went with a lot off our grades at PFF. I went with kind of my gut instinct of watching these guys on film. And, you know, I consulted with a couple guys at PFF as well. You know, Steve does a wonderful job with our QB stuff. Ben Stockwell, who kind of implemented and invented the grading system for PFF. You know, because even when I grade every throw every week, I mean, I want to get other guys' feedback because we want to make sure we're as accurate as possible, that we get this thing right, and we're doing it the right way. But to be honest, guys, I hate lists. I hate putting guys in order because no matter what, wherever you put them, I either hate the guy or love the guy from a fan's perspective. So it's very hard. You know, I was getting a ton of grief, you know, the last few weeks with Jared Goff because I had him behind Justin Fields and, you know, other guys like that. So, but look, I had a fun time doing it. But I think this ends up being in tiers. You know, you look at tier one, they're the elite of the elite. Guys that have been playing consistently elite for years. Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Wilson. And I think when we talk about those guys, I don't think many people would argue with that. No. And then when you look at tier two and you see what Watson and Josh Allen did this past year, I mean, those guys have displayed elite. But now let's see it again. And then you look at Dak and Lamar Jackson and Baker and Tannehill, you know, and then you get down the list and it's guys that have displayed elite. It's guys that are either ascending in their career or there's guys descending. I mean, Matt Ryan at 9 I had, and you look at Matt Ryan over the last 5 years, he's number 6 with the 6th best passing grade for us at 91.7. So I just look at a lot of different areas, but a lot of it too going into this season is the weapons around them, the team, what they've done in the offseason, and just their play in general, how it'll match up, you know, entering next season.
You know, you mentioned the tiers and you mentioned Steve Palazzolo. Steve was on with us on Friday, and, you know, but a couple of weeks ago we had him on and he was saying how, you know, we were talking about, is Baker a top 10 quarterback and you have him 10th on your list? And I think I said the other couple of weeks ago, I think I had him 10th or 11th. I thought Steve made a good point on it. He said, you have the elite tier, which you talked about already. And then after that, there's a group of guys probably from like 6 to 14. And Baker's in that group. And maybe some years Baker's going to be the 8th best quarterback. And some years Baker's going to be the 13th best quarterback. And the guys in that group will kind of vary from year to year. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I think that's a great point because it will. And what I'm waiting for, guys, is honestly I'm waiting for the next young quarterback to win a championship, right? I mean, we saw Mahomes do it. And Mahomes has earned the right to be where he's at number one. And I don't think many people will argue with that. But now it's, you know, Josh Allen, Dak, Lamar Jackson, Baker. Which one of those quarterbacks is going to win a Super Bowl or take their team to the next level to where now all of a sudden they're in that conversation every year being elite because they've won the biggest game. They've been at the biggest stage. It's just like Russell Wilson. I mean, early in Russell Wilson's career, he won the biggest game and he was at it twice. And so that put him on the map. And yeah, his play backed up the reasons why to call him elite. And he's been doing it for consistently for years now. So I think it is, it's accurate to look at Mayfield and say, look, this past season, you look at from week 7 on, he was our second highest graded quarterback, and that's going through the playoffs. And he ranked in the top 5 from a clean pocket, standard dropback, and on early downs. And that stuff is stable. I mean, those are stable metrics. I think Kevin Stefanski did a phenomenal job this year, kind of just orchestrating this offense. And we forget, too, they had no offseason. So Stefanski's trying to build a culture through Zoom. He's trying to install a playbook through Zoom meetings, and it's tough to do. So, man, what a great job he did. And I really look at this Browns organization as continuing to get better each and every year. And now they have their coach, they have their quarterback, and now they keep building. They made some phenomenal moves this offseason. So I think with Mayfield, I look at all the pieces, and I see it. He's just going to continue to get better, I think, because he has the good pieces around him, a good team around him as well.
Bruce, do you think that Mayfield can eventually get into that top tier?
I think he can. I mean, I think to get in that top tier, it's going to be because he has a good team around him. I mean, I think Mayfield could be like a Breeze, at the end of the day. The biggest thing, though, is, and the biggest separation factor here is, Breeze was so consistent. Breeze was so reliable. You didn't have the ebbs and flows through Breeze's, his career as much. I mean, now we all have the ups and downs. There's some poor games. There's some turnovers. There's some bad decisions. But for the most part, Drew Brees, you can trust. And that's what, coaches want to feel. When you draft a young quarterback, even when you trade for a veteran or you sign a guy, especially the quarterback position, you want to be able to trust them. Mayfield has to continue to earn that. I think he did a good job the second half of last year. I think now with an offseason in the same offense, so this is the first time he'll be in the same offense going 2 consecutive years, that'll help. So now it's just kind of like, how much can he get better? And now can he kind of maintain and control the emotion side of it? Because the thing we love about Mayfield, he's confident, he's going to be aggressive, but at the same time, too, can you be smart in that sense and still, manifest that chip on your shoulder but play the game the right way? And I think he has an opportunity to.
We're talking with former NFL quarterback, played for the 3 teams in this division, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Bengals, Bruce Gradkowski. And Bruce, speaking of the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, you have him 16th on the list. We've been debating on this show, do the Steelers still have anything left in the tank? I'm convinced the Steelers are going to be under 500 for the first time in 17 years, because I think Ben's going over the cliff this year. Obviously, he admitted that he played really poorly down the stretch. Do you think he is going to bounce back and have one more good season?
I think he can. And I took a lot of grief for this in Pittsburgh, of course. And this was one, some of our guys at PFF were like, look, he needs to be lower on the list. And I thought maybe he should be higher than 16. But we kind of met somewhere in the middle. And
yep.
Because, look, I think he did a phenomenal job coming back after injury. That's not easy, especially on your throwing arm. The Steelers started out good, but, there's a reason why they lost. They were 1-5 in their last 6 games, and I just look at the offense. And the thing that concerns me is they've ranked 26th in explosive pass plays last year. And in that sense, you're not going to win a lot of games if you're counting on just putting long drives together when you can't run the football. And, and the Steelers did a good job getting the ball out of Ben's hands quick and fast, but he had the most attempts from the shotgun as well. So I think in a sense, I like the fact Ben is back, because I think he's the best one available for the Steelers. And Ben also is capable to go from 16 to the top 5 for the way he plays. He's a guy that has proven that and has played elite and has won Super Bowls and has been on the biggest stage. But can he get back to that? And I think that's the biggest question, because you look at the remake up front with the offensive line. Marquise Pouncey retired. He was a vital role in that offensive line, just the leadership aspect he brought. So there's going to be some different changes. You know, Matt Canada, new offense coordinator, how's he going to kind of construct this offense? How much is it going to change? Will Ben be open for all that change, you know, being this late in his career? But that's the stuff they need to do right now to get that offense back rolling. So I like Najee Harris there. I think he could do a good job. So there is some good pieces to like. I like the receiving core. They're kind of coming into their prime. So there's good weapons around him. That defense, we saw how they played last year. But now I think it's up to Ben. You know, it depends how much he wants it at the end of the day to go back and take another trip to the Super Bowl. I mean, the Steelers, this is the time if they want to do it. And like I said, I think Ben is the type of player, because he's shown it and done it before, that he could go from 16 into that top 10 at some point this year, but he has to play that way.
Bruce, your number three quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, the Packers. Will he be a Packer this year? What do you think? What do you make of that whole situation?
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. And that's kind of the reason why, honestly, Brady beat Rodgers in this list. Going from, you know, I was kind of in between Rodgers and Brady there for 2 and 3. And I got a lot of grief about this one, you know. But yeah, Brady proved it, man. I mean, going to the team, learning an offense on the fly, and just the way he played down the stretch. I mean, it was just something remarkable. I think Aaron Rodgers, though, we can't overlook the season he had. You know, being the reigning MVP, how well he played in structure, and then, of course, you know, he makes his plays out of structure. He had the best passing grade on 20-plus yard throws for us this past season. So Rodgers is special, man. I love the guy. I love his playing, what he has brought to Green Bay. This is a difficult situation right now. So for me, Brady and the stability and being in the same offense for another year, they signed all his weapons back at the team. I mean, it's just the culture camaraderie seems better right now for him, where Aaron Rodgers and what's going on in Green Bay, who knows what's going to happen. So that's kind of why I'm a little hesitant here, because if Rodgers sits out till the season, it might take a few weeks to get rolling again. And then can Green Bay get over that hump and get to the Super Bowl? That's the big question. But look, last year I felt like Rodgers was having fun. I think his relationship with Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, I think it's good. I think there's nothing wrong there, but it's, will he get back in that building and be a part of, you know, the Packers again is going to be something to keep an eye on. And I hope he is. But I also think, guys, too, it's these guys get to a point in their career where this is the time to take control of your own career and put your own career in your own hands. And I think Rodgers is doing that now. So if he wants to be back, we'll see him back. But if he wants to be out, he's going to truly take control of this situation, and we won't see him in Green Bay anymore.
Bruce, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Everybody check out Bruce's work at PFF, including the quarterback rankings, all 32 starters ahead of the 2021 season. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You got it. Bruce Gradkowski.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.